And this is a dictation for Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Weaver, W-E-A, V as in Victor, E-R, September 443. Address as a letter, Dr. Power, P-O-W-E-R, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Power, consultation Mrs. Weaver with abnormal kidney function comes accompanied with daughter Teresa. She is from the Ludington, L-U-D-I-N-G-T-O-N, moved with husband close by to daughter within the last year and a half. They are aware of chronic kidney disease for at least 3 or 4 years. She has underlined dementia. There is progressive decreased appetite and weight, no taste, no smell, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies esophageal reflux, soft stools but no diarrhea, no bleeding, no gross incontinence or nocturia, a prior urinary tract infection 3 months ago, received antibiotics, not clear if she was symptomatic or not. Presently now urinary symptoms, is known to have a small hiatal hernia. There is no gross edema claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. There has been prior episodes of syncope. The last one within the last 6 months with negative workup, emergency room unpleasant. Denies chest pain palpitations, has a pacemaker. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Denies increase of dyspnea, no oxygen or SIPA machine, denies localized pain. She's blind from the right-sided, complications of glaucoma, has glaucoma well controlled on the left-sided, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, headaches. Next paragraph, her past medical history, long-standing diabetes, hypertension, probably more than 30 years. They mention glaucoma, but they are not aware of retinopathy. Has atrial fibrillation pacemaker. They deny coronary artery disease or procedures, no valve abnormalities. They are not aware of congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis. No deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS or a stroke. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease. Denies kidney stones. Next paragraph, prior surgeries for thyroid cancer, right side removed. This is more than 40 years ago. Not sure details of treatment, but no recurrence. Has a pacemaker, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for benign condition, prior colonoscopy, no abnormalities, and gallbladder resection. Next paragraph, side effects to HCTC, metformin, aldactone, Diamax. Next paragraph, present medications, Protanix, Hydralazine, for her memory problems, Exelon, E-X-E-L-O-N patches, Zetia, magnesium, thyroid, Lipitor, Celexa, Glimperide, beta blockers, potassium, Avapro, Xarelto, off insulin Lentas, takes iron, vitamin D, Naminda, N-A-M-E-N-D-A, Jardiance, and B12. Jardiance is relatively new. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no history of kidney disease, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present blood pressure, 150 over 60 on the right, 130 over 60 on the left. She's able to get in and out of the stretcher without major problems. There is some decrease of hearing. She's polite. I don't see involuntary movements. Minor degree of rigidity. She's blind from the right eye, which is deviated to the lateral area. The left pupil is rounded, reactive. There is a cataract. She has upper and lower partial plates, no facial asymmetry, tonsillar midline. She looks frail with pallor of the skin and muscle wasting, no gross palpable thyroid, There is carotid bruit on the right side, no palpable, excuse me, no lymph nodes or JVD. Pacemaker present, appears regular, no local iral wheezes, no consolidation pleural effusion. Aorta is palpable, but she has lost weight. Femoral bruit more on the left area than the right. Popliteal pulse is good, decreased dorsal pedis posterior tibialis, and evidence of poor circulation on the feet. Strong brachial pulses, decrease on the radial area. No gross cyanosis, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistry is available. Are from July. At that time, creatinine 1.69 representing a GFR 30 stage 3 to 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, high glucose, normal thyroid, anemia 9.9, normal white blood cell platelet, large MCV 104, A1C at 7.2, normal ferritin, normal low normal B12, the last urine from June, no blood, no protein. At that time, probably an infection in the urine. A CT scan of the head. This is from June. No acute process. She actually has bilateral lens implant. There is chronic small vessel ischemia. Ultrasound of the neck. She has two solid nodules on the left lobe of the thyroid. I review care everywhere. There is an upper GI, April 2025, with a small hiatal hernia, no other abnormalities. The last echo available is October 2024. Normal ejection fraction. There is moderate left ventricular hypertrophy, diastolic dysfunction. Normal right ventricle. Minor valve abnormalities. A negative stress testing of the heart. There was a CT scan, angiogram, thorax, abdomen. This is from July 2021. She has extensive atherosclerosis. Diffuse calcifications, plaque. Bilateral renal artery stenosis. Also compromised superior inferior mesenteric artery. Left-sided renal artery stenosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, progressive. This appears to be related to hypertension and renal artery stenosis. She has relatively small kidneys, 9.1 right, 9.7 left, from a few years ago, 2022. At that time, there was no obstruction or urinary retention. Urine shows no activity for glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. She has dementia, but there is no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. Present blood pressure in the office is fair to poor control, although it's the first visit, so I'm not changing any medications. We will follow on chemistries. She has anemia with macrocytosis, potential EPO treatment. Other chemistries were stable. No need for change of diet for potassium, no bicarbonate replacement, no phosphorus binders. We are going to repeat an ultrasound, including a Doppler, to assess for progression. It's not clear to me what patient and doctor will decide in terms of how aggressive to do treatment or procedures. If the renal artery stenosis is severe, the normal treatment will be stenting. Further advice to follow, end of dictation.